This story, which you can find at KSL.com, is about a girl who has signed up to the Major League Baseball International signing period. She is the first known female baseball player.
That'd be very cool, too.
Right, yeah. Baseball player to register for the league's international signing period. This is according to the league itself. Now, here are a couple of interesting factoids. Number one, she's 16 years old. Number two, she's from France.
And she speaks very little English.
She could, theoretically, although it's pointed out here in this CNN story, which is at KSL.com.
Right.
She probably will not be signed, but it could, in theory, happen on July 2nd, starting July 2nd. A couple of things that stood out to me. Number one, that they play baseball at a level which could potentially produce professional talent. I was impressed by that.
In France?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. In France, yes, pardon me. And then also, here's kind of the kicker, she's a girl. Now, what do you think about this?
So first thought that came to my mind was, I love this, of course, mm-hmm. right? I think this is great. If she can play at the same level and same tryout, can do just everything just as well, I mean, then she should be on the team, and that's great.
Yeah.
Now, when I looked into it a little bit more, it does look like, you know, it's obviously really, really a long shot, and she probably won't make it, but I love that it's paving the way for women down the road to know that this is possible now when they never knew it was possible before.
So somewhere out there is a young baseball player who saw how far she got and says to herself, I bet I could take that one step further. I bet I could get signed.
Right. And
that's
going
to drive her play.
Showing young girls that look up to her that, wow, this is actually a possibility for me now that I never knew.
Yeah, I think that's really well put. And honestly, it reflects, our texters for the most part reflect some similar sentiments. For the most part, texters weighing in. Here's one that says, if she can keep up, then who cares?
Exactly.
And let's see here. Here's one, a woman could play Major League Baseball. It's just that you'll have to be able to hang with the men and keep up with them because they're not going to go easy.
And you can see her batting practice over on KSL.com. There's video of her playing, and she's good. She's got a good swing.
Yeah, she hits the ball. I'm not like a talent scout, but
she does hit the ball. That's true.
We know she hit the ball at least 5 times in a row. We watched it on the video.
And I think it's great. Good for her. And if she can play at the same level, then more power to her.
Can I make a confession?
Yes.
I never used to pay attention to stories like these. I always was in theory. I thought, yeah, it's great, man. Equal rights. Let's do it. But it was always for me just, you know, in theory, you know?
Yeah.
I never felt like women should not play or they should not be allowed. I never felt like they shouldn't be allowed to do things. But I just never took it seriously as a topic until 4 years ago when almost 5 years ago when my little teeny tiny itty bitty baby girl was born. I'm now find myself cheering for women like this because I want my little girl to be able to have the whole world open to her.
There was an ad campaign not that long ago. I can't remember. I guess it didn't work. Since I remember it shows it worked, but I can't remember the actual company that did it. So I guess it didn't totally work. But it was about how young girls, this is a learned behavior about what they can and can't do, because they ask young girls that are 5 and 6, they say, run like a girl.
You remember
that?
This.
And the little girls, like, they just take off and they're running as hard as they can. And they're tough. And then they do it again when these girls are 13, 14. And they ask boys too. You know, fight like a girl or whatever, and they're just like wimpy and doing all this. Uh-huh. It's a learned behavior over time because these girls aren't born thinking I can't play like that. I can't play with, you know?
Yeah.
And it's not even just being on an equal level with the boys in a sport. It's just the way that they think of themselves in terms of physical activity.
I do remember that. And I
made
remember
an impact
being,
on me.
I remember being very impressed with that contrast. And feeling like it was significant.
And it's sad when you think about it.
But you know what? This is a place where dads can step up.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
This is a place where dads can step up and empower their daughters.